Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Alan C's here. Alan's a buddy of ours, a longtime 5-year member of our brand trust, principal and chief marketing officer, CMO Temps LLC. The Forbes says he's one of the top 50 most influential CMOs on social media. As you know, no chopped liver here on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the top folks here. He's also American Marketing Association's Content Marketer of the Year back in 2015, and he's our content marketing guru around here, and he's our good friend, Alan. Welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me, Jim. I really appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Alan. So one of the things that I talk about on the show, in fact, I've done a couple of interviews on this in the last couple of weeks, is the array of support that entrepreneurs have in America that doesn't exist anywhere else. We've got chambers of commerce that are not nearly as robust in other parts of the world as it is in the United States, even though they do exist there. We have SCORE, the volunteers. We have small business development centers. I just did an interview yesterday on that. We've got all kinds of other stuff, and including some local universities, colleges and universities, state colleges, community colleges. Those folks offer stuff too, and that's an area that you've been doing some thinking about lately, and I wanted you to share your thoughts with us.
Sure, and so, I mean, even for veterans, you know, you've got the Veterans Business
Absolutely.
Outreach Center, so there are lots of avenues in order to be able to, you know, to pick up free advice, and even in the business world, I mean, free white papers.
I'm glad you added to my point. I did not say free, and that's and I should have. But when you travel around, Adam, the other countries don't have this kind of stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So, and that's exactly, you know, the point is that it's free, and you know, I was just reading this book called Predictably Irrational by Dan Ariely, and this concept of free drives economic decisions. I mean, free or zero is an extremely powerful motivator. And where this, I really started thinking about this is in Ohio, you can audit college courses at state universities for free once you turn 60. And oh boy, I turned 60 in January, and I thought I'm gonna check that out.
And so that just means you can show up and attend the classes. You won't get credit, but you can show up, and if you behave yourself, they'll let you come back.
Exactly, and behave yourself is a key point. As somebody, you know, who's auditing the course, you're supposed to, you don't take the tests or earn papers or
right.
anything like that, but you're supposed to sit there and just listen. I mean,
that's right.
You're not supposed to add to the discussion of the class, just sit and observe. And of course, you know, for me, I've been an adjunct or associate faculty member for the University of Phoenix, and have taught at Xavier and UC and stuff. And I'm sure you have done. And from the perspective of a practitioner faculty versus a tenured professor who, you know, perhaps just went straight through school and maybe worked a little bit, you know, between their their undergraduate degree and PhD, but really they got into academia because of they like to do research, but they really don't have that where the rubber meets the road experience. And so I'm sitting observing this class, and it was actually the title of the class that even kind of got me going right at the beginning, because it was viral marketing and social media. Well, for me, I mean, it's okay to hope that your content goes viral, but hope's not a strategy.
Right.
So, even from the get-go of when I walked into class, I had a little bit of skepticism of what I was going to see and hear. And indeed, the class did have a couple of local small businesses, one a for-profit, one a not-for-profit. who helped engage in the material. But this was a 400-level class.
This was a class that was set upon local businesses to try to help them from their academic perch.
Well, this was a senior level class for the marketing majors, and right. as part of their part of the course assignment was interacting and creating content or strategies for a couple of local small businesses.
Right. Mm-hmm. It happens all the time, all over the country.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You see. And it's great for these students to have interactions with the local small businesses
right.
because, you know, perhaps that's going to be a source of employment. And yet, from my perspective, as a practitioner faculty
as a pro,
what I've seen out there, if these small businesses were to take the advice that the class, you know, offered, I thought, oh boy, that I'm not sure how realistic that would really work
and,
out.
And you're being very judicious and you're being polite in your response to in your evaluation of these. And let's just say it like it is. I think there are a lot of things that the students and the professor can do to elevate the capability of a small business in their social media. But when it comes to content generation, when it comes to what customers need, when it comes to being relevant, when it comes to delivering the content along with the brand message of the company, That's not something you want to turn over to amateurs, is it?
No, it's really not. This is where experience is. Again, you get what you pay for, and this is where the experience comes in. I mean, at that level, even at senior level, while the research and theory may be in place, the practical experience of how to actually integrate that into a real world scenario just isn't there. From that perspective, they've not actually, you know, been on the road, so to speak,
right.
at this point. They've only at this point been masked
as I like to say, they haven't been to town yet. Hey, Alan, I need your website. What's your website, please?
Sure. It's cmotemps.biz.
cmotemps.biz. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about, I've got some experience with this, and I'll share something that happened to me.
I bet you do.
And I know a little bit about this, but we're going to talk some more about this, how to get the most out of the free advice, but always to remember, if it's free, that may be what it's worth. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.